CEO of TV News, Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, at least 20 delegations from all over Africa, which constitute members of the Africa Regional Assembly of the French-speaking Parliament, will converge on Yaoundé from the 28th to the 30th of this month. Kenya's President William Ruto says his peacekeeping police force is expected to arrive in Haiti to help quell growing gang violence in 3 weeks. The Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandongo, has called on the athletes at the 24th University Games in Garoua to put up a spirit of non-violence towards one another and also to promote peace. Cameroon is ready to host the 30th Africa Regional Assembly of the French-speaking Parliament, APF, scheduled for the 25th to the 30th of May in Yaoundé. Ahead of next week's event, the Senior Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, President of the Cameroon branch of the APF, Honorable Hilarion Eton, has in a press briefing at his cabinet enumerated the major orientations of the grand event expected to bring together at least 20 delegations from all over Africa. Doris Batetatwekwe reports.
Every available information on the upcoming APF conference was unveiled to media men and women to ensure a balanced coverage of the three-day event. The first deputy speaker of the National Assembly, president of the Cameroon branch, and member of the Executive Bureau of the organization, Honorable Hilarion Eton, told journalists that discussions will hinge on two major themes, that is, political dialogue and the functioning of state institutions, and how useful parliamentary diplomacy is to French-speaking Africa. About 20 delegations from the entire African continent are expected in Yaoundé, alongside members of the parliaments of Angola and Sao Tome and Principe, who will be attending the conference as observers. The 30th Africa Regional Assembly of the APF will be holding within a new parliamentary context in Cameroon, which is now bicameral since 2013. And so members of the National Assembly and senators will all be involved in the deliberations placed under the patronage of President Paul Biya, head of Cameroon's diplomacy. The opening proceedings will be chaired by the Right Honorable Kavaiege Jibril, Speaker of the National Assembly. Meanwhile, Senate President Marcel Nyanje Fenji will chair the closing ceremony on the 30th of May 2024. Created in 1967 in Luxembourg, APF is a representative and consultative assembly of French-speaking countries, an assembly that adopts resolutions on matters concerning the French-speaking community in various domains.
Doris Batetatwekwe reporting. Over 900 officers of the Rapid Intervention Battalion B have acquired advanced skills that will make them more competent in protecting lives and safeguarding Cameroon's territorial integrity. Some of the officers have obtained certificates of technical abilities during a ceremony at the B Training Center at Manowo Bay. Charles Abuno completes that story from CRTV Southwest.
For many months, the trainees were drilled in advanced military techniques to enable them operate much better in a variety of situations on the field. Staff Sergeant Mbe Jean-Paul.
We have learned specially technique and tactical to protect our fatherland, to protect our people.
Sergeant Samu Rafael, 29 subjects. We learn about deyage, we learn about civil moral, how to treat people and how to do a lot of things.
The hierarchy expect a much better performance from the troops who have gotten the advanced training. Lieutenant Colonel Tapele Umaru is the commander in charge of training at B.
We are qualify our soldiers to give the professional work on the field, to work hand to hand with the population, to secure them and to achieve their duty.
Some chiefs from FACO division who were invited by the military hierarchy were present at the occasion. Some of the most outstanding trainees were handed their certificates by the commander of military training schools and center, Major General Philip Mpai. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Manawobe.
The moderator of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, the Right Reverend Dr. Funke Sangwe-Foba, has expressed gratitude to the Christian community for believing in him during his time in office. The statement was made during a sent forth service at the Synod Office in Boya to celebrate his achievements in the Lord's Vineyard. Anna Bendike Enoanya reports.
With just 7 months left to complete the end of his second and last mandate as PCC moderator, the Christian community of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon have celebrated the life and achievements of the Right Reverend Dr. Funke Sangwe-Foba.
Elder Pierre Beltus, chairperson Mungo Presbytery. The moderator has taken the church to higher heights. He has brought the church up spiritually, structurally, even materially.
The synod clerk, Reverend Mickey Hans Abia, hailed the moderator for his indelible mark he has left in the church, holding that there is time for everything. The moderator thanked the PCC family and urged them to remain faithful.
My message to Presbyterians is a message of thanks for the blessings of Presbyterians allowing me to serve them. Pray that they should continue to be resilient and to be able to uphold the church and keep it forward marching.
The event also saw the launch of the moderator's memoir. The pastors prayed for God to continue to sustain the church and for lasting peace to reign in the country. The event was attended by administrative authorities, traditional rulers, religious leaders, and a host of Christians. Annabelle Ndike, Enwanyang, CRTV, Boya.
CRTV News. Kenya's President William Ruto says his peacekeeping police force is expected to arrive in Haiti in 3 weeks to help quell growing gang violence. In an exclusive interview with the BBC, Mr. Ruto confirmed that a planning team was already in Haiti and had met local police to secure arrangements before the Kenyan troops are deployed. Mr. Ruto's comments came as he concluded a 3-day trip to Washington, the first official state visit of any African leader to the U.S. in over 15 years. During his trip, the White House called for the swift deployment of the Kenyan-led multinational force after a U.S. couple was named among 3 missionaries killed in Haiti on Friday. In sports, the State Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandongo, has called on the participating athletes at the 24th University Games to put up a spirit of non-violence towards one another and to promote peace. He made the pronouncement upon arrival at the Garowa International Airport this Friday ahead of the kickoff of the University Games in Garowa today. CRTV's envoy to Garowa is Winston Mengole. We shall probably be coming back to that report in our subsequent newscast. To end the news, a reminder of our major stories. At least 20 delegations from all over Africa, which constitute members of the Africa Regional Assembly of the French-speaking Parliament, will converge on Yaoundé from the 28th to the 23rd to the 30th of May. Kenya's President William Ruto says his peacekeeping police force is expected to arrive in Haiti to help quell growing gang violence in about 3 weeks. And the Minister of Sports, Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandongo, has called on the athletes at the 24th University Games in Garowa to put up a spirit of non-violence towards one another and to promote peace. CRTV News.